James chapter number 3, verse number 2. Maybe we'll preach on the Holy Ghost or something tomorrow and we can get in here and shout. Maybe we'll pray through good this morning and shout. I don't know. But the book of James chapter number 3, verse number 2. The writer says, "For in many things we offend all, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man." The world says you can't be perfect. And I understand their idea of perfection, but as far as the Lord is concerned, if any man is able, some way or another, to make it through without putting his foot in his mouth or offending in word, that man is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. Would you lift your hands this morning and ask the Holy Ghost to help us, anoint us as we endeavor to... I want to preach to you this morning with the help of the Lord on a colloquialism or a cliche. You've heard people say, watch your mouth. That's what I want to preach on this morning. When I look at this area this morning, I want to look at a topic that seems like, especially the hour we live in, it gets overlooked a lot among Christian people, even holiness people. And really, without a doubt, it's a prevalent topic throughout the Bible. And really, in all reality, there's more said about this one topic throughout the Bible than there is about modesty and adultery and abstinence from the world and a lot of other prevailing sins we preach about. But this one this morning seems to get overlooked. And like I said, it's going to probably be different, but I felt it was relevant this morning. I want to look this morning at the topic of our speech, topic of how we talk. It's an area here that James says, if any man's able to not offend in word, that man's able to bridle his whole body. And it's an area that a lot of us have become callous to. The words you say, the attitude you say them with, the speech that comes out of your mouth. And a lot of that is in part directly or indirectly to television and the internet and different things in the hour we live in. People have become callous to the words and the phrases and the things that they say. We live in a culture that it seems like it's become to accept words that when I was growing up, Brother Vic, and things when I was growing up that my mom and my daddy would have beat me half to death if they'd have heard me say some of the stuff I hear some young people say today. They'd have beat me half to death. And but the television and movies and different things, they've calloused us to words and thought and things we say. And I want to talk about it this morning because you can tell a lot about somebody by the way they talk. A lot of times you can tell where they're from. We had a guy come to work for us, a couple of months ago, and he had called Dad, and Dad picked him up and brought him out. As soon as I got out of the truck, he started talking. I said, "Where are you from?" I knew he wasn't from Alabama. I knew he wasn't from Georgia. He said he was from North Carolina, but he traveled. He had a weird, you can tell a lot about somebody by the way that they talk. You can tell what part of the country they're from. A lot of times you can tell what country they're from, if they're from the city or the country. You can listen to somebody talk for just a little while, and you can find out a whole lot about them. And we live in a culture where things that at one time weren't even accepted on broadcast television. I remember now when I was a kid, we had a television. And I remember even back then, there were things that wasn't accepted even on television. But some of those same things that wasn't accepted even on television then, I'm hearing people in the church pick up phrases and pick up words and little euphemisms and different things. And Brother Dean, it seems like somehow we've gotten callous to the reality that God still expects us not only to be holy in our clothing and in our attire and the way we live, but in the words that we say. People's been so accustomed to hear, and the Bible even speaks, I believe in the book of Proverbs, about a man that can hear cursing and cussing, and it says he bewrayeth it not. You get to such a place where it doesn't even bother you anymore. I remember when I was growing up, Brother Willeray Gentry was our pastor, and he told a story of a man that had come to church and had a little boy with him, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old. And I remember he said he set that boy up on the hood of the car. And this is what he told him. He said, "Hey, boy," he said, "cuss for the preacher. Show him you know how to cuss." People say things that that, and brother Vic, I went to pick a boy up for work the other day, and he didn't know I could hear him. I had my window down, and I guess I should have rolled it up, and I did after a while. He was talking to another guy, and he just let it go. The worst profanity and vulgarity that you can even, and people, they don't even realize that they're talking this way. And understand, the Word of God speaks volumes to us about the things that come out of our mouth. What comes out of our mouth is a direct reflection of what is in our heart. The Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. The mouth speaks. The old cliche is this, you know, if it's not in the well, it won't come up in the bucket. But if it's in there, if it's down in there, eventually by the way we talk and the way we express ourselves, it's going to come out. And Jesus was clear that bitter water and sweet water, it cannot come forth out of the same cistern. The phrase, words of thy mouth. I didn't have time, and we don't have time this morning, to go through from Genesis to Revelation. And the phrase, words of thy mouth, different variations of that phrase. It'd be impossible to mention them all this morning. But the Bible speaks of those that have been snared, Brother Vic, by the words of their mouth. It talked about a fool poureth the words, wicked words out of his mouth. Others condemned by the words of their mouth. And it even talked about a fool is counted wise when he holdeth his peace or when he closeth his mouth. So the Word of God speaks to us about our language and our words. I said it may be more of a Sunday school lesson this morning, but I believe it's something that, and I've never heard it much, but it's something that's relevant to this generation, because our young people has picked up some things, Brother Doodlebug, that they would do good to lay down. The Word of God speaks about using the same mouth to curse God and curse man and bless God. You realize this morning that the words of your mouth, the words of our mouth this morning, has caused more divorces, more lost jobs, more hurt feelings, more church splits. Any other combination of things you want to combine together, the words of the mouth. Well, I figured the divorce was because of extramarital affairs. But you understand there's more divorces caused by people that can't bridle their tongue and don't know how to speak to one another than it is over affairs or all of that. People lose jobs not because they're not hard workers, but because they don't know how to respect authority and they don't know how to keep their mouth shut. I told somebody one time, I've told several people, they just pop off. I said, look, you don't have to say everything. Some people, there's no filter between their brain and their mouth. If you catch about a 5-second delay between what comes in here and what comes out here, it would have saved a lot of marriages. It would have saved a lot of churches. It would have saved a lot of jobs. It would have saved a lot of hurt feelings. But you understand, once it comes out of your mouth, I mean, I've said stuff before, and Brother Vic, I said it. As soon as I said it, I just wanted to grab it and put it back in. But you realize once it comes out of your mouth, it's out there. It's almost like the internet. Once it's on the internet, it's there. You can somehow know, and that's the same way with the word. Once they're spoken, they're forever there. And once you say something to somebody, no amount of apology, no amount of I'm sorry, no amount of I wish I hadn't have said that. They may say I forgive you. They may say don't worry about it. But there'll always be in the back of their mind them words. Whoever come up with that old cliche, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. They apparently had never gotten hurtful words said to them. And the sad fact is, Brother Dua, I've said some of those hurtful words. I've gotten aggravated before. I've gotten upset before and let something fly out of my mouth. And when, as soon as I did, I seen the expression on the other person's face change. And I would have given every dollar I had, Clifford, to be able to retract that and take it back. Matthew 5:22, Jesus is speaking, and he's telling us about how we talk to others. And we got, there's a lot of stuff we can preach on that, but this morning, Jesus thought it important enough in the Sermon on the Mount to address how we talk to other people. He says this, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. In the greatest sermon ever preached, Jesus took time out of that sermon to deal with the way we talk to others. Now, I've heard, and not just here, but other camps I've been, our home church, I hear people saying stuff sometimes, and I'm thinking, there's no way they could have really thought that through, or they wouldn't have said that. There's no way that I've heard husbands talk to their wives, and I thought, man, there's no way. There's no way. I've left places before. Me and my wife would be talking, and she'd say something like, I'm so glad you don't talk to me like that in front of people. I've told my wife before, I'm so glad you don't talk to me like that woman talks to her husband in front of people. It tears down. And that's what Jesus is addressing. It's serious. Sometimes you young people, and I know even older people, they don't think before they speak and they just let it flow. But do you understand the Bible said that we will be held accountable for every idle word that proceedeth out of our mouth?